Hello, creators. Welcome to the Money in XXX podcast, the podcast for creators by creators. We're brought to you by Minx Digital. Check us out for all your creator course and marketing service needs. Our website is Minx Digital, MINXXXDigital.com. And follow us on all social channels. We are Minx Social, MINX, just one X, social, Instagram and TikTok. I am your host, Stella Sky, and today we are joined with Haley. We're going to talk about body positivity today. So Haley, could you please introduce yourself and share also where our listeners can connect with you on social media?
Yeah, for sure. Hi, guys. I'm Haley. I have all different forms of social media, from Instagram, which is going to be HaleyK2293. I have OnlyFans, which is going to be Hailstorm93. And then I have TikTok, which we do a couples TikTok with my fiance and myself. And that's Haley and AJ, all one word.
Yay. We kind of wore matching outfits today. I like that.
I know.
Noticed. I was like, ooh, okay. It's a vibe already. I like it.
I'm like feeling the like getting into the fall swing.
Yeah.
So I'm putting on that like,
it's happening. It's happening, whether we like it or not. I wish it would stay summer forever. And so, Haley, I met you. You were out here in Las Vegas and followed each other on social media. And then I, like, fell in love with your Instagram because you are all about – you, like, put out all this great stuff, just, like, love yourself. You're always really positive. I love you do, like, videos, like, you're waking up, like, guys, have a great day. I love it so much. Like, you truly, like, there's a lot of creators that I follow, but yours really, like, makes my day when I see your posts.
Oh, yay. That's my goal.
you're doing it. So how did you first embark on this journey as an adult content creator? What got you into this world?
Yeah, so everything kind of started for us. One day I got home from working a 12-hour shift. I was a veterinary technician before kind of diving into social media. And my fiance just was like, I have this funny sound, and he played it for me and got my reaction. So overnight that video just like went insane. He did it on his TikTok originally. And because we got so many likes, so many comments, and so many followers from that, he totally changed it up and made it Haley and AJ, and then just started rolling with it. So I always say, like, I didn't choose social media. It chose me.
Yeah.
So it worked out really well. But following that, about a year later, I wanted to try OnlyFans. I had seen all of these content creators that were just, like, really out there just living their very best life, like, doing everything they can to just like be themselves. And I was like, wait, I'm so here for this.
Yeah. Let's get in on it. What year was that? Because I know it was like 2020 was like heyday OnlyFans. Like,
yeah, it was. So I actually started in probably 2020, like the end of 2021.
Yeah. So by that time, yeah, everybody kind of like knew about it a little bit. It was like, oh yeah, this thing is out there.
Yeah.
And so were you kind of like, were you body positivity before all of that happened? Or did you like go, hey, I have this platform. What am I going to do with it? Where did the body positivity come in?
I love that. So it actually, I've always struggled when I was younger. I really struggled with figuring out like the comfort level in my own skin. As I aged and learned, and like, you know, social media is just so prevalent now. That there is something for everyone. And so when I realized that, it just like clicked in my head that like, this is me, this is my body, and I'm going to own the absolute crap out of it.
Totally. And like, yeah, you're not going to like succeed with social media if you're too busy like trying to hide yourself or something like that. Yeah. Or like it'll put so many roadblocks in your way to even wanting to make content if you're sitting there like, oh, I don't look good enough to get in front of the camera. Well,
that's
what you have to do. You know, you have to get comfortable with getting in front of the camera and being a person that people can relate to.
A person, yes.
Yes, like 100%.
My main goal on all social media platforms is I'm just unapologetically myself. Like, there is no point in life to constantly putting yourself down and judging yourself. because there is something out there for everyone. Like, there's a niche for everyone. So own your niche, own yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Those are powerful. That's really important, like, advice, I think, for anybody who wants to get into it or is new and struggling. And because, yeah, I've talked about this on another episode, but if you try to please everybody, you end up pleasing nobody. Nobody really likes that person. You're kind of bland. You don't have opinions. Like, go ahead, piss some people off. It's fine.
Yeah. You and know, I also always say, if you don't have haters, you're not doing it right.
Yes. Yes. We like the haters, especially when they comment and engage on our posts.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it.
Start a little fight in there. Do you have any personal stories or experiences you'd like to share that kind of fueled your passion for advocating this body positivity in the adult content space?
Yeah. So I kind of am going to repeat myself a little bit, I guess, but it was truly like, it was learning from doing, I guess, but that people are genuinely, if you give them the chance, they are going to be so kind. Like, truly, like, people assume that everybody's bad. I assume that everybody's good, because if you go into it with that mindset, that is what you're going to get back. And so I started the OnlyFans actually to learn to love myself even more. So, like, it wasn't for, like, anything else. It was literally to say, like, this is me. And I'm going to just put myself out there and see what I get in return. And it has been nothing but positivity. I'm telling you, like,
I've worked out well.
The fans on OnlyFans are truly my biggest fans. Like, they are so positive.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, some of the people that come out, like, you know, sure, every now and then there's going to be somebody who's going to be negative or something like that, but they see themselves out. And then the people that are really supportive and genuinely, like, care about you, like, I've had people, if I don't post something, they're like, are you okay? Like, you know, so.
Like, if I'm missing for, like, a day, it's like, is everything all right? Do you need anything? I'm
like, yeah, right. Like,
I've had fans tip, like, $3 because they're like, I feel like you need a coffee today.
See, yeah, that's what it's all. I have a fan.
I'm like,
that,
I do.
Yeah, I have a fan who'll send me every now and then. It'll just be a tip of, like, whatever was left in his wallet on OnlyFans. And he'll just, like, here, this was my leftover for the week.
Oh, like, just because, like, thanks. You deserve it. Get yourself a coffee.
I wanted to go. Yeah. Like, I wanted to go to you. Yes, I love it. So for creators who are struggling with self-image, what would you, like, recommend? What actionable steps should they take to kind of start embracing their body, shedding that shame about it?
Yeah, that idea that they're not good enough. I don't know if you remember this interview, but there was an interview with Meghan Trainor when she had given birth to her first child, and she shared in that interview about how she was working on, like, loving herself again, like, loving her body. And she shared the advice her therapist gave her, which was to stand naked in front of the mirror for 5 minutes every day and look at yourself. Now, it's going to be hard, okay? Because, like, people who are struggling with this, it's no joke. Like, you may not even make eye contact in that mirror the first day. That's okay. But every day for at least a week, get up in front of a mirror for 5 minutes naked and look at yourself. Because all of a sudden, you're going to start finding things that you really actually are like, you know what? That's cute. Or, like, look at that freckle. I didn't know I had that freckle there. It's a cute freckle. I learned that I love my collarbones. Like, what a weird thing. But, like, I totally love them. And, like, so learning to kind of reprogram your brain. Like, stop staring at these people who you maybe think are X, Y, and Z above you, and start looking at you.
Yeah.
Because you have to live with you.
I think that's big. I've had to clear out before on social media when I notice that there's somebody that, like, every time I look, I'm just, like, comparing. Like, I usually I'll unfollow or I'll mute because like it's nothing personal, but for me, it's not helping me. Like I it's bringing me down. So I just won't have it. Yeah. I love the mirror one. I've had somebody tell me also before, like you get in front of the mirror and you go, I love my nose. I love my cheeks. I love, and you go through everything. And like, I've definitely struggled with it. And I went, tried that practice when I was struggling and it made me cry. It was like hard to say that. Or even just saying to yourself, you know, I deserve to be happy. I deserve, like, just out loud, like, make it real. Because it's one thing to, like, think it in your head. But there's something about practice and journaling. Those
are out loud. That is, like.
Yeah. Affirm that. Wow. Affirm that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So powerful. It's crazy. And you don't believe it until you try it. And then you're like, oh.
It's so true. Because when I struggled. First heard that, when I first heard that interview, I was like, oh my God, I like what? And then I think it was like 3 days later, it like re-resonated in my brain. And I was like, I'm trying that.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
And it worked. And it worked.
And it worked. And I still do it to this day.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, do you still do it? Yeah.
Yep, I did it this morning. I like,
yeah, what is it? Shower. You take a minute out of your day. You can afford a minute to love yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh. I like that. I feel like that's real self-care and not just like the bubble bath answer, you know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's a little hard to do self-care. Like you actually have to push through, but then you'll have a reward at the end of that.
Better. It really will. And like truly once you get past the first like day or two, all of a sudden you are like fueling your endorphins. Like you feel better because you're talking to yourself better. I think that people are so often negative self-talking that like it affects your mood, your stability. Yeah. Like you need to positive self-talk.
Yeah. Catch yourself. Yeah. Don't let that just keep happening. Like catch that in the act and go, no, we're not thinking I'm such an idiot. You're going to think everybody makes mistakes and that's okay. And you could, you know, just rewrite. Yeah. Reprogram your brain for real. Cause it is really doing that. Yes. I love this kitty right now, how much it's like demanding your attention. Also. That's so sweet. My cat is totally like the one that wants to sit around the corner and stare at me like a creep.
Yeah. Like I see you, mom.
Right. And I'm like, you can come in here. Nope. Just wants to do that.
Yeah. But. Nope. I just want to watch you live your best life, mom.
So Haley, how do you deal with your trolls and do you get negative comments like about your body on your Instagram ever? I don't see them.
Not so much on my Instagram, which is interesting. I mean, I definitely do get occasional negative comments on my Instagram, but I think the place that I get them most is TikTok, where like, cause we go live and we do like most of our TikTok is literally just us living our lives. So we don't do any like, we don't really do like trends and stuff like that. We just kind of exist and post the video. And so people often, if they join the live, are like, oh, you know, here's another beached whale going live. Or like, oh, is she pregnant?
And I'm like, yeah. I swear. What? The TikTok lives can be so bad.
Yeah.
I do them every morning. There's always, and it's never original, you know?
No, it's not. Like, it's the same. It's the same exact bad thing over and over again. Right. I think the one troll that I like that really hit me in like a different way is we posted a TikTok that was, I was excited. And it was like the, what kind of mom will you be? And it like filtered through or whatever. And I got like a MILF and I was like, but this woman, she followed our TikTok and she went crazy. And she was like, you're going to be a horrible mom. You know, like, my husband agrees that like, you're going to end up like, yeah, she just went off and she was like, you're a whore and who would ever want their mom to do social media? Oh, it was terrible. And then she followed my Instagram and then she followed our Twitter and then she followed our couple's Instagram and she just blew them all up. Like it was
crazy. That's what I'm saying though. It's always the haters that are like, let me engage. Like, do you not understand what you're doing by doing this?
Yeah. And so, but like the people in the comments that are actually like our fans and stuff were like, who is this woman? Like, stop being out in the basement, lady.
Yeah. I feel like it's always the ladies too that can say the meanest comments. They will say the original mean comment. It's the dudes. The dudes will, you know, they always, the one that I get all the time is they say, like, you know, nice wig. Is that a wig? And I'm like, I don't know why you say that all the time. And you're like,
where does it look like this? What?
I don't know. And it's like, it's really tired. Like, please come up with something original. But yeah, I'll get like the ladies and they just like rip one. Whoo! Yeah, it's probably jealousy, I'm gonna say.
Well, so that's what I, and like I had said kind of at the beginning of this, is like, I know that I'm doing something right because we have haters and we have like some trolls. Because honest to God, like those people keep our engagement up. So I'm like, I know you think you're doing one thing, but you're doing the opposite.
They just don't think it through. They're just so enraged to see you exist online, yeah. You know?
And then of course you go to their pages and this woman had like 50 followers and I was like, right.
It's always a nobody, you know.
I was like, why are we doing that?
I don't know.
And also, how do you wake up so angry every day?
Yeah, like, that's for real.
It takes so much more effort to be angry than it does to just wake up and be like, all right, new day. Let's get going. Like,
feel bad for them. It must be hard to do that. Yeah. So, okay, a little bit more about kind of the OnlyFans sides of things. So do you ever get these guys, the time wasters? So they are ones that like, they'll maybe initially they're a good paying subscriber or something like that, but then they end up, you know, wanting tons of time or just messaging you a lot or being like upset you're not messaging back. But basically, they might start good or they might be kind of demanding from the start. But people that are just too demanding of your time, because we don't have every hour in the day to sit and chat to everybody, unfortunately.
It's true. So, yes, 110%. Like, when we first started out, I was actually still working, like I had said, full time at the vet tech. So I was in the bathroom, like, peeing, trying to answer text messages from these people on the website. I'm like, how am I supposed to answer 70 messages? And why? Like, what am I supposed to do? But I would eventually get to everybody, but you would get the people who were like, well, why did it take you a whole day? And I'm like, I am a person. I am literally doing my very best. So we could be a little bit kinder. And honest to God, that's what I would do. So I pride myself on being like super honest with people. And so I would just message those people who were upset and just be like, listen, I understand why you're upset. You know, you're paying to be here. I was like, but I just worked a 12-hour shift and I'm answering everybody as fast as I can. I appreciate your business, you know, like, I hope you had a great day. Kill them with kindness.
Yes.
That's like my goal.
I find that works well. It'll happen to, like, you know, customs, and then you end up getting sick or something like that. And you're like, I'm sorry, I have to, you know, but so it definitely happens. But just I find that helps too. Like, honesty, setting that boundary, just like, listen, this is the time that I have, you know, if you just want me to hang out and chat for free, you're going to have to wait until I'm free or like, you know.
It's so true too, because like in the nicest way, now, especially, like, it's part of my, like, full-time job. So now it's, like, I totally get it, but people are, like, well, I don't want to pay to talk to you. And I'm, like, well, I don't know what to tell you. That's what you're here for.
Yeah. And there's, you know, when there's 1,000 of you, you want me to talk to everybody, all 1,000 of you? Like,
all day?
Or, right. So if you send a tip, it's going to put you, it's going to move you up to number one. It's going to put you on my priority list. So it's your decision if you want to be on the priority list or not.
100%. And if you don't, then don't.
Yeah, right. I'm not forcing you to. I'm not even asking you to. I'm just letting you know this is how it is. And you can play or you cannot. Yes, exactly. Yes, I always say that like in my TikTok lives too. I'll be like, guys, this isn't a democracy. This is my dictatorship. This is my life. So I'm very quick to like, I'll mute people or ban people. I announce it, let them know. I'm like, you can take a break. And then the funny part too is when I do that to people, when they come off their mute break, they're like, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be good now.
Like, hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. I have yet to have somebody.
She's a little zombie mommy. She's like,
right.
They kind of time out.
I think they like that. Yeah. We probably both. Like, yeah.
Ooh, wait a minute.
That mommy angle for sure. Take a time out.
Come back to me when you had a minute to breathe.
Exactly. So people pushing your limits on time. How about people? Do you get any people that kind of push your personal boundaries? Like, for example, somebody that tries to buy a custom that is not something that you would normally do?
Yeah. So I actually, when I first started this, I set some very clear, like, ground rules for myself as well as for the fans. And I just stick by them. So it depends, I guess, on the ask. Like, if it's something silly and, like, fun, like, I had this one guy ask if I would do a custom set with slime, which, like, I was like, yes. I was like, I don't really know what you want me to do, but I'm going to do it. But whereas when people, you know, get upset because I have certain boundaries as far as, like, what I'm going to show or how I'm going to show it, I'm like, well, this is my
dictate. Exactly. Nice knowing you.
Yeah, like, toodaloo, have a
There's
good one.
The doors over there. See ya.
Please don't hit me in the tushy.
Yeah, like, you know, unsubscribe and ask OnlyFans for a refund.
Oh, my God. Care. And I've done that on two separate occasions now where somebody had asked, like, whatever it was they were asking for was out of my comfort zone. And I was like, it's really okay if you ask for a refund. And one of the guys was like, well, no, because I just want it. And I actually had to contact OnlyFans and send his money back to him because I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right. Yeah. And it's never worth it. Like a sub price or even a single custom. Like maybe if somebody was brand new and somebody was waving like $200 in their face, they would consider it. But I would safe to say it, right? Both of us are saying don't do it. You'll be much happier in the long run. And it's not going to affect your income that much. That $20 to $200 means nothing. No single subscriber is paying even a month's worth of wages. It's not happening. So don't do it. Yeah. And that, what you said too, so important. Like, I think that's such golden advice is know your boundaries before you start. Set those before you get out the gate. And then stick by them. And you will not regret doing that. You'll never regret doing that.
Because I have a couple of girlfriends who have actually, at this point, they've gone past their comfort zones. And, like, you can't take it back.
Yes. It's on the internet.
It's there now. So whatever those boundaries are for you, hold on to them, own them. And I promise you, you'll be so much happier in the long run than if you were to break them. Because again, you break it once, it's broken forever.
Right. Yeah. So. I feel like also like the whole thing that happened with like Adam and Lena and how they finally like she did a scene with somebody other than Adam, right? And that's also an example, like if you hold out, like say you're like a solo creator, right? And people are wanting you to create content with somebody else and you're getting this pressure, but that's not your boundary. Well, guess what? The longer you hold on to that boundary, if you end up being ready one day, you're going to make bank on that. Like better to hold out. And then maybe you can say like, hey, maybe one day that will be something I'm into, but right now that's not. And should that day come, or maybe it'll never come. But if you do later on, there's an opportunity.
And to like sprinkle those breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
I'm not right now. Like that is actually going to help your platforms because people aren't going to disappear on you when they're like, well, it might happen at some point.
Exactly. It's so very just, intriguing. Like, yes.
Sprinkle it in there a little.
build the mystery, the fantasy. I love it. Let's see. So, I mean, you talked a little bit about this, but, are there any ways maybe you haven't mentioned yet that promoting your body positivity has impacted your relationships with your fans and followers on all of your platforms? So subscribers and people that follow on your Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the body positivity stuff, obviously most on OnlyFans specifically, most of my my posts about it are on my wall. So, I do like polls and I do like things like that. Talking about like, she looking thick today, like the peach is thick today or whatever. And it's like, is that, you know, when you do the polls and I put the little like, hell yeah, or like, well, duh, like, that, yes or yes, because it is. It looks good. I know it looks good. but it's so important to like do that because your fans then are not looking at you as looking for validation. You're saying, this is who I am. And like, I know you're here for it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Like, yeah, they're not there to validate you because they're not there to validate you.
I wake up every morning and I validate myself. And so that's one of the other things with OnlyFans. Like, I would never tell a woman to get started in it because she wanted validation. I would tell a woman to get started in it because she knows her worth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So that to me is super important to keep in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you get into it and you are like seeking that validation, that's going to take you down that road of pushing your boundaries, of giving away lots of time for free. It's going to lead you down the wrong path. Yeah. Having that mindset in place. You know, I can't stress enough also like talking to your close friends. If you have a therapist that is sex worker friendly. Yeah. Cause I talked to my friends and all of them were very supportive, and that was excellent. That helped me a lot to know that I had people backing my decision to do that as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my fiance, the day I texted him and I said, like, hey, I think that this is an avenue I want to try for myself. Like, I want to do it because I know, like, I'm really living in the, like, me era right now. And he was like, oh, hell yeah, let's do it. And I was like, what? So he came at that so hard. He took, he was taking so many of my pictures for me, and we have this, yeah, so supportive. And we have this really important rule of like open communication. So like he can see the messages in OnlyFans. Like he can take my phone and read them, because if you're doing this as a couple, it's so important to have that like open line of communication between the two of you. Cause it can kind of delve into some like wavy, like, how do they feel about what I'm doing? How do I feel? So, you know, whatever. And now he has his own OnlyFans. So,
oh, wow. Nice. So oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
He's doing his thing and I'm like, get it.
Yeah, totally. I love it. Definitely a different game for the guys for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's like, wait, I get to just hang out with my dick out. And he's like, perfect.
Thanks. Yeah. It's a little bit of living the dream sometimes. You're like, yeah. Oh, I can just relax and take pictures and
people, yeah.
Okay. Sure thing. Do you have any resources that you like, Haley, for like books or influencers, things that have kind of helped you with that body positivity journey? What would you say somebody wants to pick up a book or something like that? Where should they look?
That's hard. I have to admit, I'm not super big on reading, but I will say one of the places that I look, like on my Instagram specifically is Ashley Graham or like Tyra Banks. These two women that own their bodies is just beautiful to me. Like neither one of them apologized for a single second for having the body type that they do. And so growing up, I'll admit it, I watched all of America's Next Top Model. I'm not. and so growing up and having Tyra as this woman who is just so strong, so confident, so powerful, and then seeing Ashley Graham come up and like kind of step into that as well, I was like, these women are so unapologetic.
Yeah.
And I'm super here for that.
And you can only imagine, you know, with the size of their audiences, the kind of like comments and stuff they must deal with, and that they still shine through. Like, I think that about all like big celebrities, because the portion of the internet fame that I have is not large when you consider big celebrities that have millions, billions of fans. Yeah. And so it's all of the trolls times a billion. It's a lot. So to to be able to still authentically be your true self, and how productive these women are also just like blows me up. Like they have empires, you know, it's awesome to see.
That's such a good way to put that. Cause it's so true.
Yeah. It's not just like, they don't just say Tyra isn't just Tyra. Like she's on top of a whole tower.
Her
of
name is literally like all capital letters. Like when she puts, like her, she is Tyra, the brand. Yeah.
Tyra, like, Cher, Madonna.
Yes. I'm like, I want to be like that.
Yeah. No last name needed. Absolutely. So with your body positivity themes, how do you incorporate that? How does it take manifest in your TikTok? I'm curious because I see Instagram all the time, very body positive. But as far as your other platforms and Twitter too, how's that manifest in Twitter?
Yeah. So Twitter, I kind of find that I make sure to post either some type of general positive quote of the day or to post a body positive quote of some kind. And I'll tell you, men don't really care. That they're like, all right, whatever, she's doing her thing. But women, when they see that stuff, are just like behind you, just like, yes, okay.
Totally. You have me like that. Every time I'm like, yes.
But in the TikToks, truly, honest to God, it's just I'm myself. So like he comes in the bathroom, I'm putting my makeup on in my outfit for the day, and he's like doing something, and I'm just like, well, this is just me. So I feel like instead of in my videos and stuff, like I don't like to talk down about myself. Kind of like we had talked about the like manifesting the positive thoughts. And so even when he like pops in or says something or whatever, I'm like, I like own the outfit I'm wearing. I'm like, yeah, she's doing her best. Like, hello. And it's the same thing with lives. Like people that post negative comments, I just completely ignore them because I'm like, well, I'm not here for that anyway. And it's so fun because people in the live will notice that I'm doing it. So they're like, y'all, she's literally just ignoring you.
Right. You're talking to no one. Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Nobody's listening to you. Then, yeah, see yourselves out or change your attitude. I like it. Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said. I think that is something that I see the adult industry, but also just general social media is kind of heading that direction of people just living their lives and being themselves, being very authentic. Because we kind of got to this really like hyper overproduced, like everything's got to be like, we're kind of coming down from that era. And I think especially with AI, like human authenticity is going to be rarer to find.
Yeah.
So people are going to seek it out. Important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a very important wave to be on.
Yeah. And so in kind of like thinking about everything, one of the things I remind myself of too, is if you go to a museum, and you look at the paintings or you look at the sculptures, these women are thick. They are gorgeous and the men are swooning. Every man in those like paintings or it's like,
yeah, they're like falling over themselves to like give her a rose.
Yes. And it's like, so at some point society was like, well, I guess, you know, this is what we want. And like, I think we're getting back to women being their natural body type is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. So, everything got so fake.
And again, I always tell people like, do what makes you happy. So like, yeah. I'm not like hating on anybody, but like doing a ton of plastic surgery and doing all of these things to make yourself look at like a different person.
Yeah. Like somebody else. Yeah. Like, that's what I was going to say. Cause you don't look like you anymore. You don't.
Yeah. And so it's like, or hear me out, we can just be ourselves and live in our skin and, you know, whatever. I'm like,
Yeah, I feel like it would help everybody out. Like you're setting an example for other people. Because what does it say to other people who look like you if you're so desperate to like change your appearance? And then somebody else is like, well, I looked like that. Is that wrong? Should I not look like that? You know?
Exactly.
It has an effect on the people around you, the people that see you. Yeah,
no,
totally.
And I think some of my favorite comments are from young women on my Instagram and things that are literally just saying, oh my gosh, you look like me. And I'm like,
yeah. And you're beautiful too.
And he's like, you are gorgeous.
Yes.
Like, don't downplay yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody out there is watching what you do and mental notes are happening. Yeah. And you don't know who it is, especially social media, right? There could be younger women who are looking at you. I mean, you know, 18 to 25, I was probably my most like, lost in terms of like, who am I for real? Right. Yeah. Like those were some hard years.
Yeah. You have to ask yourself the hard questions. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I found myself, honest to God, just being like, did I even like doing that? Or did I just do it because other people were doing it?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like, exactly. Like, what was I doing? Yeah, especially now, so many things that I just don't do at all. You know, like they call it like the party girl era. And it's like, that's not me. I'm not party girl.
I'm like, actually, I'd like to stay at home and pet my cats. So that's cool.
Turns out I really don't like alcohol at all. It's not like my thing. Yeah. And that goes back to boundaries, right? Like, so in regards to that, how would you go about letting somebody or telling somebody who's new, how do they find those boundaries to protect their mental well-being? Like, like somebody's new and you're like, okay, here's what you're going to tell yourself as far as boundaries.
Yeah. I mean, I would just, It took me at least a week to sit down with myself and really kind of say, what are the things that I'm okay with? What are the things that I'm intrigued to try? Because that's another thing to keep your mind open to is like, I know, you know, we're setting boundaries is super important, but also like, what am I thinking that I want to try to do or see or whatever it is. But so it took me about a week, sat down, and I made a list. I made a paper list. Because I'm old fashioned like that.
Okay.
Wrote down.
It's just funny because all the creators I know, we all have to make paper lists.
Yes. I was like, I need to write this down.
Do it. Write down your boundaries.
Write it down.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think I still have that paper upstairs in my jewelry box because I was like, I need to hold on to this just to like remind myself at any point that like, X, Y, and Z are not happening. And then like C and D are like a maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some things also that might not occur to you until somebody asks them of you. You know, I told this story on another episode, but I had somebody one time ask me if I could squish bugs. And they were really specific about it. They wanted me to squish 5 hissing Madagascar cockroaches.
Those are big bugs.
Very big. A lot of squish. Yeah. And I was just like, that's not a video. First of all, I'm not really comfortable killing a living thing. Like, no. And again, if you cross that boundary, that video is out there. So then if somebody wants to be like, you know, Stella squishes bugs, here's the video. Like, I don't know.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. That's not something I want following me around. So I said, no, I offered if they wanted me to squish food instead. And they said, no. And then they immediately hit up one of my friends and she told me for the same thing. So then I messaged him and I said, don't ask my friends neither. Down to the type of shoes. He said, I want you to wear Vans. Wow. Sent me a link to buy the cockroaches, everything. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is so interesting to me. Like, it's intriguing. The human brain is a weird place.
You'll be surprised. There was another one. This one didn't cross my boundaries where somebody wanted me to make a video of me pretending to be sick in bed. And they wanted the box of tissues visible and to me to be like blowing my nose. And they said, you can fake sneezing. And I was like, oh, I can fake it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. She's like
no, I'm going to smell pepper.
I was going to say she's wanting to get her phone because she has to sneeze. And she's like, wait, I need it for the
I have to, hold on. I have to, I don't know. But yeah, they wanted me to like pretend I was sick in bed talking about how I got my cold from the bad weather. It was really strange, but not over my boundaries. But they also didn't, they didn't want to pay my price. So that's the other thing. Stand by your price. Yeah.
And stand by it. Like you just said, because for the love of everything. Same thing. The second you go a cent away from what you want to do, you're stuck there now.
Right. Yeah. But now they expect that, right?
Yep.
Whereas if you set it higher than you normally would and then say, but for you, you get a special discount, right?
100%, girl. Yes.
Normally that's $1,000, but for
but
you.
$800. No.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's something, it's one of your maybes. That's a great way to make sure you're well compensated for your maybes, everybody.
This is very true. Yeah. She's like, write it down. Yes.
Write that down. You got to say a bigger price first, then you can give them the real sell. So do you find that platforms, OnlyFans specifically, because I'm kind of curious, but do you think they're very supportive of, I mean, I don't find them, sorry, OnlyFans, I don't find you supportive of your creators in general, but do you find any of these platforms could improve, or do they do a decent job of kind of supporting creators in regards to body positivity or just in general?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard. I think body positivity might look a little bit different for everybody. Like, so one of the things, I guess I wanted to make sure to say this anyway, but is like, I do not support like morbidly obese, you know, like things that are like not healthy for you. Like, I support body positivity of like, it's my build. Like, this is how I'm built.
Right. That is something, just to like a little bit more about this. That was something I had kind of a question for you, because your niche of body positivity, I don't know if they overlay, but it's very close to like that whole BBW. Like, there's a whole kind of fetish and kink that's very adjacent to that. And so how do you avoid getting kind of, you know, put in that barrel of that? Because you are not that. You're very clear. Like, I can tell that you're not that, just looking at your socials, anything like that. You're not doing that approach. And like, what does it mean to you? How do you keep those things separate, delineated?
Yeah. So I purposely try to make it very obvious that I do try to live a pretty, like, a fairly healthy lifestyle. Like, I mean, I eat out, don't get me wrong. And I have some drinks, don't get me wrong. But like at home, I'm like, and that's why we like to go live while we're cooking, is like, I'm showing you guys, like, I'm eating normal meals. I'm like, I'm not, you know, doing any of those like over the top things where like,
yeah, or like food porn.
Yeah. Like, I'm not doing any of those. You know what I mean? So I just try to, again, be super honest about like, this is me. It's not me playing anything or playing at being someone. And unfortunately, I think that happens so much, that people just like play into whatever they think they are supposed to do or supposed to be.
Yeah, right. I'm curvy, so I have to beat this.
I have to do this. Exactly. And it's like, no, you don't have to be that. You can be whatever you are. Mm-hmm. You're your own little niche.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that nugget comes up again and again, I swear, like every time I'm recording one of these, is how important it is to be yourself, because that is what is unique about you. There's curvy girls all over the world. There's muscle girls all over the world. There's mommies. There's, you know, teenage looking girls, 18-year-old looking girls. They're all out there. So if you just play like the porn stereotype of yourself, you're not going to do well, but you're just not going to perform well, because there's nothing to that. You know, if you're yourself, nobody can get that anywhere else except from me.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Because
it is exactly that. And being involved in OnlyFans, I've actually, so when I first started going to like the content houses for the company that helps me, I showed up and I'm a little thicker. That's who I am. And I walked in and there's these women that are like 7 feet tall and they're like 130 pounds soaking wet. And I'm like, what do I do here? What am I doing here? But then I stopped myself. And again, we don't negative self-talk. So I stopped myself and I said, no, think about it. Every single woman or man here has their space, because there is something for everyone. So I'm maybe not her or his, you know, genre of whatever they're choosing to be, like their being, their themselves. But I'm my me genre, and so I'm deserve to be here. I'm doing a great job, and let's have a good time.
Yeah, that's so fun. I had to have the same kind of. So I got so nervous when I went. I don't even know why. I was just like, all these people I feel like are so much bigger than me, and like. I was like shaking when I walked in the door, and then I had to be like, you were invited here. You deserve to be here. Nobody's mad that you're here. And it would be weird if I was exactly like somebody else.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. It would not. Yeah. Just be yourself, guys.
Be yourself.
Again, every podcast is going to end with the same saying. Just be yourself, guys.
Right? Like at the end, like, ta-da. There's
yeah, exactly.
Mantra. There's your mantra. Don't buy it.
So other than that, if you could give one piece of advice to any adult content creator, new or old, listening right now, what would it be?
Yeah. So I this is something I think about a lot, and it would have to be that the life that you're living, you're only going to get to live one time.
Amen.
Make the absolute most out of it. Make yourself happy because nobody else can do it for you.
No. Yeah. At the end of the day, you have to live and die with yourself. That is the truth. So yeah, it's not for anybody else. If you live for somebody else, there's going to be some regrets there at the end.
100%.
I love it. That's great advice, Haley. Thank you so much for coming on. It was great to talk with you again. I'm glad I got to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to have you. And then one more time, if you want to let everybody know where they can find you on socials, or if you have like a preferred social or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure. So it's really the three main ones, which is going to be my Instagram, Haley, Haileyk 2293. And then TikTok, where Haley and AJ across that whole thing, all one word, no spaces, no underscores. And then OnlyFans is going to be Hailstorm, Hailstorm 93.
Hailstorm 93. I love it. And say hi to AJ too. When I met him, he was also very nice. I love how supportive he is of you. We love a supportive man.
We are here
in
for
our
a
life.
Supportive
guy. Mm-hmm. Totally. I love it. Well, thank you for being on today. This is the Money and X podcast. You can find us at minxdigital.com and minxsocial on our socials. And we will see you next time. Thank you so much.